Well, hello there again, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back to this Audioboo about laser surgery, which I've undergone these past couple of days on the left eye. Now, when I left you last, we were mid-procedure. We were in the room. And when I say room, it's like the sort of room you go when you go to the opticians and they check your eyes, sight and the rest of it. So it's like that, but they have obviously this laser thing that sort of can zap the vitreol. And I know I'm going to get technical here, and apologies in advance once again, but I'm going to get graphical. And because it's difficult to explain such a subject and procedure without getting graphical. So, I apologise in advance if you're of a squeamish nature. So please bear with me, and I'll try and make it as less sort of graphical and intense as I possibly can. So, when I left you at the end of part one, I was saying that, obviously, I had this lens placed over my left eye, which was effectively holding open the eyelids, really. And that's how they use it, also protected the cornea, I think it is, the outside of the eye, from the actual laser, because it's quite intensive laser, you know, really strong and the rest of it. So it's a kind of, I suppose, a bit like, you know, if you're welding, you wear sort of eye protection, you know. And so they're doing that, and they're going, and you can do this. And she's talking to this colleague of her, the consultant that was doing this. And the colleague was the person I'd seen originally in A&E back in March, as I said earlier. And she was looking at it, and she was saying, see, look, I've got me that picture. I'm thinking, at the time, this thing, do I get a chance to look at this as well? Yeah, can I come around and see what you're doing, kind of thing, you know? And then they said, right, I tell you what I'm going to do. Okay, his pupil is, you know, not talking to me, talking to a colleague. You see, his pupil is not circular. I'm going to make it more circular. So he started zapping away. And then I can hear the popping of this sound now. And I tell you something, it felt like being in a retro sort of Space Invaders game from the 1970s or 1980s. Yeah, I was half expecting, think, you know, do I do the sound effects now or later, kind of, you know, pew, pew. Boo, 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 boo. Zap, zap, you know, and all the rest of it. And she goes around that, I'm thinking, and yeah, the right eye, because it's looking directly at this bright white light, it started, you know, your normal sort of reaction is to close your eyes when it's really sunny or bright, a bright light is being shone in your eyes. And I can remember doing that, obviously, that time when I had the intense retina. And they were trying to keep it open. I think, yeah, you let your adversity to shy away from it, yeah, to shield your eye and protect it. You'll obviously need that bright light to see into your eye. Okay. So that's that. So the right eye is trying to shut itself and sort of, yeah, protect, you know, not get blinded by this bright light. And she said, no, you've got to keep it open. It's, okay, well, nearly done. Thank God for that, you know. And she's going around, and I can hear these little things going, the laser actually hitting these vitrels. And the vitrels are the sort of thing that hold this mucus, I suppose, and gunk and debris. And apologies for getting graphical, sorry, folks. But it's all the gunk that's in the eye that gets caught into the eye, I suppose, and builds up over time. You know, and it just builds up, and obviously forms a layer in front of the pupil that prevents the pupil from seeing normally. Okay, that hence the blurred vision. So she's going around like that, and going pew pew pew, and you can actually hear the thing going pop pop pop, and the bloody hell, that she's got a great hit there, blimey, you know, all the mess with her in the dark anyway, you know, and so she's doing this and saying, yes, and she's talking all the time to her colleague, not to me, all the time to her colleague, saying, yes, look, I'm making it more circular, look, it, I've got rid of that vitreol up there, and because of that, and, okay, we'll just get rid of those floaters, ding, 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 you know, zap away, you know, and then the more popping came along, and so I'm sitting there thinking, it's longer. I said, yeah, that's right, yeah. And she told me even, yeah, that's right, yeah, no, okay. Because the problem is, right, you have to say the sense of position. So it's like, she was actually saying to me at one second, right, yeah, grit your teeth, hold it there, please, I want you to hold it there. That's it, thank you. And down a bit, stop. And up, straight at me, look straight ahead, zap. And to the right, zap. Up a bit, zap! Zap! Yeah, and it was not pleasant. But anyway, eventually it was over. What seemed like an eternity. I mean, the waiting seemed like an eternity, but actually being in the hot seat, in the firing line, so to speak, you know, seemed to be, you know, just more eternal. It didn't take forever. So I said, that's fine. And I said, yes, we got an appointment. And I said, no, you keep your appointment on the 26th of April. And but if you suffer any problems between now and then get in touch with us. Okay, fair enough. So, oh yeah, that's the point. Yeah, she gave me this prescription. Okay. For the eye drops, obviously. So I take it out of the pharmacy. Of course, she's forgotten to put the ID label. You get these labels with so basically your name, your address, your date of birth, your hospital number, and all this bit. I got for crying out loud. So I had to go back. And of course, by that, says you're the next victim, sorry, patient. You know, and just had to wait for the government. I said, oh, yeah, you didn't put the label on. Oh, all right. Yeah, okay, so to get better. Look, I think some of the patients waiting, so they had a big good chuckle at that. So I went back to pharmacy. Then pharmacy said, look, oh, we're actually now experiencing a 30-minute delay. I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake, I've been here 30 all morning, damn it. Yeah, this was now sort of 12 o'clock. I'm thinking, for heaven's sake, how much longer are you going to take? You know? Okay, fair enough, yeah. So I waited, and eventually they called me up, and I took the drops, and staggered home, and thinking, okay, because they warned me before the surgery, you may have trouble with bright lights, and judging where the edge of the pavements are, and stuff like that. And I think I was okay, actually, on that score. I just sort of thinking, okay, just get home. Yeah, the left eye felt like it done 5 rounds with Mike Tyson, you know, was really bloodshot and all the rest of it, and obviously where they fired the laser into the eye to get rid of all the gunk and debris that was in there. And 2 days on, I think I can safely say that, yeah, okay, it's difficult. Having got used to over the past month and a bit, used to the blurriness, and you're sort of thinking, well, am I supposed to notice a change straight away? Does it gradually come back? You know, what do I do now? Kind of thing. And it is that sort of thinking, okay, as I speak now to you good folks of all you boo Facebook and Twitter, I can see floaters. Okay. And these are little things that you just, they use these little black specks. Okay, that you can see in your vision. Okay, they don't stop you looking and seeing other things. But for example, you may think, "Oh, is that a bird in the sky?" No, actually, it's a black floater that's just floating around, on the front of the pupil, sort of thing. And they, as I say, they can be treated by the eye drops. You just sort of put some eye drops in that sort of clears them all up and makes them less intrusive. And obviously we will get, we'll obviously keep an eye on them, and if they get deteriorate between now and the 26th, then obviously we will go back to the hospital and say, listen, you know, this is what's happening, what do we do now, kind of thing. Just to see what can be done, but fingers crossed we don't have to go down that route. because there's only so many hours of the day that you can spend in a hospital and just be thinking, okay. And I know some of you will say, oh, well, so many hours waiting daily is, you know, a luxury compared to others. And but that's a totally different subject, so let's not go there. But I think we're okay. We'll just take a few gingerly. We're not trying to rush back into things. We're just sort of resting the eyes if we can, you know, going to bed early and just resting it and just play by ear, really. That's all I can do, I suppose. But that's really what I've been up to the past few days. And I appreciate that I haven't done audiobook for a long time. And I've been meaning to do audiobooks. You feel, well, it's a bit like tweeting, really. I apologise for not tweeting of late. But again, you just be concentrating on this and you're apprehensive about the surgery. And I know I'd had it, to say, a long time ago. But I've suddenly got really nervous. And when I wake up in the early hours of Tuesday morning thinking, shit, I'm scared, you know. How long's the procedure? I don't know. What's going to happen? I don't know. You know, it's that sort of not knowing, I think, was the scariest of all. But just to say that, you know, it's touch wood. The vision is improving slowly. We did actually, funny enough, yesterday evening have a bit of blurriness. I thought, hello, what's all this about? Yeah, but I think it's just, the eyes were just tired. It was sort of late afternoon, early evening. So I just thought, okay, just put some drops in and just that helped relax the eyes and relax the vision and stuff like that. That made them improve a little bit. So I just thought I'd share that with you folks. That it's if you're going for laser treatment, it's less intrusive than it sounds. I know when you're sitting there, you know, in the firing line, and you're thinking, how much longer am I going to stay like this? And then you can sort of think, it's not pleasant, but yeah, the results thereafter, hopefully, will be good. So anyway, just look at the time. We're coming again towards the end of this audiobook, so thank you very much for listening, and I apologise again for making those of you of a squeamish nature feel uncomfortable, but sadly it's a subject that's difficult to describe without going into the graphics, so apologies and thank you for bearing with me on that one. But I will hopefully speak to you good folks very, very soon indeed. So for now, it's me, Roddy Jenkins, signing off on this audiobook and saying bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.